time, we split up the network to let you hear the best artists and performers from your part of the country. In Quebec on Art Talks, it's a musical tour of Quebec from Handel's Love Duets in the Eastern Townships to Congolese Soukous in Montreal. Art Talks celebrates music festivals around the province with host Catherine Gombe, and that's right after the next newscast, but only heard in Quebec, right here on CBC Radio 1.
Here is the CBC News. I'm Bill Bird. The first deployment of Canadian troops for peacekeeping duties in Afghanistan left CFB Trenton this afternoon. Task Force Kabul is Canada's contribution to the NATO-led International Security Assistance Force in Afghanistan. 150 soldiers left today. There will be 1,800 over the next few weeks. They'll be replaced by 1,800 others next year. The Canadian military estimates 5 to 10 of its soldiers could be killed during the full 12-month mission. John McCallum is Minister of Defense.
It is our fervent hope that that number will be minimized to be absolutely zero. But in the military world, in a world of suicide bombers, there are no guarantees.
Canadian forces begin patrolling Kabul next month. The family of a British defense advisor who committed suicide says life had become intolerable for him because of recent events. David Kelly's body was found yesterday. Kelly had come under intense pressure in recent weeks. The British government suspected he was the source of a media report that it had exaggerated intelligence about Iraq's weapons of mass destruction. The intelligence was used to help justify the war in Iraq. The Liberian capital, Monrovia, has come under heavy bombardment as rebel forces enter the city suburbs. A government official says at least 20 civilians have died in what is termed a flagrant violation of the current ceasefire. Paul Welsh reports from Monrovia.
What appear to be mortar rounds are landing in the center of this city, explosions which have sent the people running for cover. Hundreds of thousands were already living rough here after running from previous assaults on the capital. Now, thousands more have moved into the area too, looking for safety. The general in charge of the Liberian government troops says that the rebels moved over the bridge which leads into the capital and that they're making their way towards the port. They took the suburbs twice in June, and hundreds of civilians were killed, most of them by shelling similar to that underway again now. But this time, as the rebels approached the outskirts of Monrovia, thousands of Liberians took to the streets, marching towards the front line, demanding peace for their country.
The BBC's Paul Welsh in Monrovia. The Federal Court of Canada is releasing new evidence against accused terrorist Adil Charkawi. The Moroccan native was arrested in Montreal in May under a special federal security certificate. He has not been charged, but the Canadian Security Intelligence Service alleges that Charkawi is an al-Qaeda agent. Now CSIS has revealed a link between Charkawi and one of Osama bin Laden's top lieutenants. Steve Rukavina has more.
Since his arrest, CSIS has maintained that Adil Charkawi is a threat to national security. But most of the evidence against him has been kept secret. Now CSIS says a top al-Qaeda agent currently in U.S. custody was recently interrogated about Charkawi and recognized a photograph of him. Abu Zubaydah is the man who used to run al-Qaeda recruitment camps in Afghanistan. According to CSIS, Zubaydah claims he met Charkawi there 5 years ago, but there's no information as to the nature of their relationship. Michel Junot-Katsuya is a former CSIS agent who now runs a security consulting business.
It doesn't look good at all for Mr. Charkawi. He has been identified by a very important figures in the al-Qaeda network.
So far, CSIS hasn't released any evidence that Charkawi was involved in terrorist activities. But this is the first direct link presented that Charkawi was known to a high-ranking al-Qaeda official. Junot-Katsuya says the evidence may not hold up in court. Zubaydah is being held in a secret location by U.S. authorities. It's unlikely he would be allowed to testify at Charkawi's upcoming deportation hearing. Steve Rukavina, CBC News, Montreal.
Another U.S. soldier has been killed in Baghdad. The military says the soldier was guarding a bank. They say he was killed by several attackers firing guns and rocket-propelled grenades. A retired truck driver in California could soon be worth millions. It's all because of a $5 investment she made 10 years ago. Terry Horton bought a paint-splattered work at a thrift store in San Bernardino, California. An art teacher suggested the painting could be a long-lost Jackson Pollock piece. Forensic tests confirmed her suspicion, saying the work could be worth as much as $25 million. Horton says she plans to sell the painting. That is CBC Radio News to this hour. I'm Bill Bird.
And now your overnight weather forecast as issued by Environment Canada for our nation's capital. Cloudy with chance of showers overnight, a slight gusting wind from the west at 20 kilometers per hour, a low near 12. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud with chance of showers, slight gusting wind continuing and a high near 27. And for Monday, showers and a high near 24 degrees Celsius.
You're listening to CBC Radio 1, 91.5 in Ottawa.
Hi there. Bill Stein here. It's summertime and yet, you know what that means. Yeah. In the meantime, please enjoy this encore edition of a band with first heard last season.
Out!
Out! Out! Are you blind? You guys are the pits of the world!
Sorry there for the bad Tiny Tim. You probably know by now that Ottawa is hosting the Junos this year. Tulips are going to have to wait a few weeks. The weather here, more like the beginning of January than it is the beginning of April. Any other time, weather like this would shut the city down, but not this weekend. The streets full of limos and Hummers shuffling Juno celebrities across the town to bars and clubs, Schmooze Fest, and record industry mating dances. The Chateau Laurier, where the CBC studios are located, is abuzz. Shania's staying here, so's Remy Shan, Sam Roberts, and a host of others. Bandwidth, on the other hand, has decamped to the hills. The Gatineau Hills, that is. We've set up shop at the Black Sheep Inn. Today, a special edition of Bandwidth featuring live performances by Juno nominees.
300,000 volts of electricity.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Bill Stein, host of CBC Radio 1's Bandwidth. Thank you. It's really an honor to be up on this stage tonight in the best club in the land. Wouldn't you all agree? Yeah. The fabled Black Sheep Inn. And to be a host of a show featuring just a spectacular lineup of Canadian talent. Proud to be part of this presentation of Juno nominees up for world music recording artist Maza Meze. Aboriginal artist nominee Lila Gilde. Yeah, and a pair of nominees in the roots music category, Kim Barlow and Lynn Miles. And they promised to keep it civilized, but just in case, we've got a pair of NHL referees standing by if things should get ugly. Now, this show came together in kind of an interesting way. I had a few casual discussions with my friend Richard Davis from the Canada Council. He's sitting down here in the front. And we were, the Canada Council, right? Let's just a pause for a moment. In fact, we were lamenting, or more accurately, worrying about the profile of categories like the artists that are here tonight are nominated in. Worried, maybe, that they aren't getting the kind of, let's face it, they don't get the profile of some of those other categories. And the music business, the nature of the business is to put all the focus on the Shanias and the Avrils. But we know that it's kind of an inverse thing. Right? We know the most honest and interesting music is being made by the people in the categories that are getting the least amount of attention from the mainstream media. And that's why we're here tonight. When I first came to this city, it was about 13 years ago, I did my research. I didn't really know much about Ottawa or the Ottawa scene. Got in touch with the people that did, and everywhere I went, people said, you got to check out Lynn Miles. And that was... I was going to say that was a universal opinion, but it turned out it wasn't quite universal. It seems that my predecessor at CBC, the producer that had the job before I did, Lynn, I guess, had just made her first recording a demo tape, and she sent it to him and followed it up and got a chance to come in and meet with him. She showed up for the meeting, and the guy wasn't there. He just didn't show up. Yeah, that's kind of sad. So the guy's secretary said, well, that's okay. Just write him a little note. Say you came by and go in and put it on his desk. Lynn writes a little note, goes in and goes to put it on his desk, and she sees her demo tape sitting there with a piece of paper beside it that says, Lynn Miles, nothing special. I've been trying to make it up to her ever since. As you know, Lynn Miles, something special.
So much.
swear I heard the devil
so much. Hi, I'm Lynn Miles. I guess I'm a little excited. I've never been to anything like this before, so I'm really interested in what how it will feel. You know, I'm always up for free food, and so I'm ready. I've got my dress. Yeah.
This is a cheap hotel. It's cold in this room. Through the cracks in the curtains, I can't stare at the gloom. 'Cause I'm not gonna sleep. I'm so lonesome tonight.
that's you. Standing all alone, melt me down, make me blue. You're the sun.
Miles.
I don't know about you, but I can never figure out exactly what roots music is. And after you hear eclectic an artist as Kim Barlow, you're probably going to be even more confused. All I know is it's really great music. There's a really good thing on her website. I looked at it today. There's a quote from great Canadian music journalist Alex Vardy that I thought was really appropriate. Humor, lust, and empathy are the themes that run through Barlow's songs. Living in an environment where you can die if you wear the wrong clothes seems to have impressed her with a sense of life's fleeting fragility. For a Northern Canadian artist, I can't think of a better way to introduce her. Kim Barlow.
Thanks, Bill. I don't know, I've kind of gotten that feeling here this week. I've never spent so much time fussing about my wardrobe. I have a friend who moved to the Yukon 10 years ago, took her high-heeled shoes and nailed them to the signpost that said, "Welcome to the Yukon," and that was the end of it for her. But now here I am, having to find these clothes again. I left my Sorel boots at home. All these clothes are borrowed. Well, this song goes out to the fella who came up and said that he liked this song, because whenever I come out of the Yukon and play songs, I always feel a little nervous that nobody knows who the heck I am, and it's nice to know that somebody knows some of these songs.
The first time I saw Brian, he had moose blood all over his hands. I had never loved a redneck hunter before, so I thought I would give it a try. I sent him a valentine that said, "If I had a dog, I'd walk it past your house 30 times a day. And if you were in your driveway, I would say, humana, 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 humana." He shared an apartment with his younger sister. They slept side by side on the floor like little kids, and I fell for him then. We rolled around in the snow beside Lucky Lake. I built him a table out of lumber to try and make him like me better, but it didn't work. Humana, 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 humana. I wrote him a letter that said, "How can you be nearly asleep in my arms in the bathtub at night, and the next day you act like you don't even know me? You're sad and you're mean and you're lost, and I hope you marry a girl who smokes cigarettes and buys you stuffed animals for Christmas." Sing along. Humana, 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 humana. This is one of those CBC moments. They like this stuff. Humana, humana, humana,
Kim Barlow. I'm nominated for a Juno in the Roots Traditional category. Whitehorse is definitely far away and isolated geographically, but there's a lot going on up there, and you know, musicians from the Yukon are getting out there, so we get to cross paths with everybody.
My kid brother and I went for a walk. I told him we're not lost in these woods, we're exploring. Separate.
my grip, I was entranced by fairies. They feed me very well. Parties are wild. Hansel met a woodcutter with a heart in his hands. He was a kind man, crying for a lost child. Hansel told him, there are no breadcrumbs here. We can't go back the way we came. Hold my hand, we'll skip along. The house of ginger before us, separately overcome by some strange hunger. I was captured by the wicked woman. Oh, she was ugly, she was mean. I feared she would eat me, so I crept up to push her in the oven. But I stopped in horror when I realized the wicked witch was looking at me with my brother's eyes. Said, I thought you were a witch. I almost chopped you with an axe. There was no witch, you see. We had traveled differently. I didn't recognize him. He forgot my voice. We thought that we were enemies. I looked at my dear brother. I felt shy and strange.
And traditional music, Juno nominee Kim Barlow. I'm really happy to be able to say that we've got Lila Gilday. The Aboriginal category again this year is really strong. I saw Lawrence Martin perform last night. He was great. But I really, really been looking forward to seeing Lila Gilday. And I'm going to just get off the stage right now because I can't wait to hear her. Please welcome her to the stage.
Masa Cho. Boy, tonight I really feel like I've made it. I was watching Lynn Miles play and Kim Barlow play and I thought, oh, wow. I get to get up and play now, and what a fantastic feeling. So I'd like to sing you a song about my hometown. It's such a beautiful place here, and it's been really wonderful, even though the weather hasn't been the best, but hey, it's better than Toronto's weather. For a change, yeah. This is called Great Slave Shore. Oh, small town on a northern shore, your water glistens. heart is yours. Sounds of the water, oh, they surround me, and sounds of the water, oh, I would drown in them. Do 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 do.
My name is Leela Gilday, and I am a singer-songwriter from Yellowknife Northwest Territories. I think that the Junos helps to give us more national exposure, which is not always the case for Aboriginal music, and I really appreciate that. And the nomination committee has worked really, really hard to establish the category and get us recognition, and it's just like, yeah, we're doing stuff that matters, you know.
If I told you 100 ancient towers, handmade brick in every one. What of this sickness that descends upon us, uncalled, unasked, but so feared? River of sickness that descends upon us. Our men die because of greed. Grandfather, I call your name. Grandfather, I remain the same. Grandfather, I call your name. She is bleeding. Did they tell this to you? Poison flows from all her veins. A village of widows, it has left behind it. People cry for things to change. Grandfather, I call your name. Grandfather, I remain the same. Grandfather, I call your name.
Thank you very much. I'm Lila Gelda. You've been wonderful. Stick around for Mazamaze.
Lila Gelda. Just I want to once more thank Ross Murray, Pat Junta, and Daryl O'Day for great work on the PA and that quick switchover. And this is complicated stuff here. Really working out well. Ross Murray, fantastic recording engineer and record producer back there doing the front of house sound there. We're lucky to have somebody that good working with us tonight. It's been an amazing night so far. I mean, I've just been knocked out by the beautiful lyricism of Lynn Miles, just the sheer energy and just plain fun of Kim Barlow. Amazing, powerful vocals from Lila Gelda. And now we're going to hear some, yeah. And now we're going to hear some really virtuoso playing and some amazing singing. CBC has a record division, CBC Records, that's actually, we were nominated for six different Junos.